Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend and your Monday was kind to you. Today's episode was going to be a video podcast, but in true ridiculous fashion, that didn't happen. It was quite the weekend here at Casa de Riddick. Two out of three kiddos are sick, and now Mama and Sean are too. If you've all been healthy this cold and flu season, that's because we've been hoarding all the cooties, apparently. I was so excited to show y'all my new beanie and stickers, but don't worry. You can see all that cool stuff on the show's website and Facebook page. I was rocking some Bumpin' Uglies merch. My beanie is part of their last stock from the weekend at Wolfie's Merchandise, which will now be known as the High Hopes Festival. What's up, Uglies Nation? I'm telling you. If you guys haven't checked out Bumpin' Uglies yet, you're missing out. Great music and just absolutely fantastic people. Everyone in Detroit, I'm totally jelly that you guys get to ring in the new year with the boys. But I'm super excited that you all get to celebrate surrounded by great music and your ugly family. Before we start the show, I'd like to give a little shout out to Platypossum and thank them for their lovely review of last Friday's episode featuring their music. Another great band on the rise. If you haven't done so yet, you should check out their YouTube and Facebook page. Become part of the Platypossy. Speaking of, if you're a drummer in the 574 area, you should definitely reach out. They are looking for a new drummer, so put your hi-hat on and get to it. Speaking of getting to it, let's start the show. This morning was rough. I was up late last night trying to figure out how to record a video podcast. Couldn't get the audio right, and I was desperately trying to get everything together before I had to leave for work. But I was finally like, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this. So as I was driving to work, I was just feeling really down and wanted to escape into some music. So I turned to Optimism in F Sharp by Bumpin' Uglies. I let the lyrics wash over me, and before I arrived at work, I was feeling a lot better. Here's a little excerpt from the song. I'm not going to sing it. My voice sounds terrible, so I'm going to read it to you guys. But hey, it's all going to be fine. I put worries out my mind. I always must remind myself the struggle is divine. Society draws lines, but they're not how I'm defined. Relax and give it time. It's all going to be fine. Happiness can't be bought or given. Despite what is missing, it's a life worth living. A billion cells all working together as one. Create the warmth that you feel when you step into the sun. Our existence is a complete phenomenon, so whatever you're stressing pales in comparison. My journey with podcasting started about 2 months ago. I had all the equipment that I had bought in hopes to make some music with, just collecting dust. See, there's those cooties. I wasn't joking. Sean had been telling me since we met that I should start a podcast, but I had just put it in the back of my mind. Who would want to listen to me? I'm just an average mama from the Midwest whose sarcasm and quick wit made for a few laughs amongst family and friends. I've always been a comical gal. Growing up, my cousin and I used to do our own take on Whose Line Is It Anyways? It seems like just yesterday I was putting black checkers over my eyes singing Georgia on my mind, or pretending I was Evita in my aunt's living room. I love making people laugh and sharing my life stories with everyone, so maybe I could do a podcast. Maybe someone could share a laugh with me while I share stories about my kids or my own adventures as a child. Maybe someone else has ridiculous thoughts and quirky ideas about life like I do. So, one morning, I just decided to go for it. It was Sunday, the house was quiet, so I took my microphone upstairs and downloaded BandLab and Googled how to record and edit the audio after I was done. Most of my earlier shows were under 10 minutes, but on my computer screen, the dialogue looked like it would be at least 20 to 30 minutes of material. Even if I slowed down and didn't read too fast, how did I only end up with 10 minutes? I would read my ideas for an episode to Sean to get his feedback, and even add a few more ideas in the mix and go back to recording. I would get so discouraged that I couldn't make the episode longer. But I've been met with some positive reviews, so maybe the short episodes weren't so bad after all. Quality over quantity, if you will. I have done some restructuring here and there, adding to Wednesday with local restaurants and local business reviews, and featuring local artists and bands from my area on Fridays. I may not have it all down to a science yet, but I'm determined to keep going. I recently was gifted some new equipment for my podcast and my music ventures, so I'm adjusting to a new interface to record and edit on. It may be a little rough around the edges, but stay tuned. We're going on an adventure, even if the audio sounds like you're listening through a tin can. But I hope the messages are still received with laughter and love. All the nights of staying up to make sure I have the audio adjusted, not just for my own part of the show, but for my guest music I feature on the show, has had me ready to call it quits many times. But it's the kind words and support from all my loves that keep me going. So I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for listening and joining me on this adventure. You would think it would be easier being a kid that grew up in the digital age, but it's still a learning curve. So just imagine how hard, yet comical, it's been for our parents and grandparents. From social media, apps, smart TVs, and smartphones, I've become the on-call IT department for my parents. I have to give it to my dad, though. He has adapted a little bit better than my mom. She just got a Facebook account last week. My dad told her, "Pat, you've got to get your own account. People probably think I'm some weird old man liking their page and leaving comments." So now my mom is part of the social media craze. Welcome to the digital world, Mom. While my mom has used Facebook before, using my dad's account, she had never used Snapchat. The kids were probably 6 years old, and we were over at my mom and dad's just hanging out, and Michaela asked to use my phone so she could take pictures with my mom. It was on a filter that said, "Touch your eyes to change." If you're familiar with Snapchat, you touch the screen to change the filter settings. Not my mom. I turned around because Michaela was laughing, and my mom was touching her own eyes and asked why it wasn't changing anything. I had to explain to her she needed to tap the screen, not poke herself in the eye. Maybe it's not technology they have an issue with. Maybe it's tapping. My dad bought a desktop computer when my sister and I were in school, and he picked up an interactive screensaver that was a fish tank. It boasted lifelike features and sounds. You could even tap the screen, and the fish would interact with you. After everything was set up and the screensaver software was downloaded, I headed downstairs to watch TV and relax. But my mom and dad yelled for me to come upstairs because the screensaver wasn't working. We waited for it to start the fish tank scene, and I asked my mom and dad to tap on the screen. Y'all, they were using their fingers and tapping on that big old boxy screen saying, "See, it's not working." I grabbed the mouse where a little finger appeared and clicked on the screen, and the little fish started to swim around and little trails of bubbles followed after them. Sean was laughing when I mentioned talking about parents on social media, and he said, "You should mention my mom." Sean's friend, Savi, sup Savi, called him one day and said, "Dude, every time I change my profile picture, your mom shares it on her Facebook page." Sean laughed and told him, "I don't think she realizes that's what's happening." Sean also shared a story about a coworker and her mom and how she started a Twitter account. Her mom was so excited, she showed her daughter her Twitter feed. Her daughter scanned her mom's feed and noticed her mom didn't have any followers, nor did she follow anyone. It was just hundreds of tweets to herself. She told her, "Mom, you don't have any followers and you're not following anyone." Her mom asked, "What does that mean?" To which her daughter replied, "It just means you have an online diary." Bless her heart, sweet little lady. My mamaw Ann used to do the same thing. Yes, my 78-year-old mamaw had a Facebook account. Heck, she even had an Instagram account before I had one. Before Mama had made it to the Facebook, I had made a post saying how thankful I was for her and for all she did for our family. My cousin Anthony teased me saying, You know she's never going to see this, right? She doesn't have a Facebook account. And lo and behold, just a few years later, Mama proved him wrong. And when that popped up on my memories, I made sure to share it with him. No matter how stressful it may be at times, trying to bring our parents into the digital age, remember, even the MySpace crew still struggles with technology. So be patient and show your mom and dad how to like and subscribe to someone's podcast. Wink, wink. Or you tap your phone screen, not your eyeballs, when they want to take a snap. One day, that's going to be us, asking our kids how to get our phones to connect to our spaceships. Or maybe it's even started now. There have been plenty of times I've had to ask the twins how to use an app or change a setting on TikTok. Just enjoy the chaos. That headache will fade away, but those memories, they'll stay with us forever. If you are a digital whiz, flex those skills by visiting the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, RidiculousRamblings.com, where you can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a, hey girl, hey. You can even check out the show on YouTube now. I know almost everyone knows how to use YouTube. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. Next time we see each other, it'll be a new year. Be forewarned, prepare yourselves. The dad jokes and bad puns will be plenty on Wednesday's episode. Until next year. Sorry, see, I couldn't help myself. Ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.